So based on today's economic news, could the Federal Reserve actually cut rates at the July meeting? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. And the reason why I bring that up is we had Rick Santelli just come out with a bunch of reports on manufacturing. And then in the stock market after hours, Tesla and Alphabet missed on their earnings. So let's take a deep dive into the economic news that we have so far with Rick Santelli for today. And then I'm going to show you how that's having repercussions through the market and what's the probability now that the Federal Reserve might cut rates at the July meeting. So Rick, take it away. He's going to give us the economic news on manufacturing, and then Diane Olick, she'll be in and she's going to tell us what housing is doing. And then I'm going to give you my take on all this information.
Good morning, Carl. Indeed, the weaker data continues. Earlier, we had Philly at minus 19.1, weakest month over month since December 2020. We now see Richmond Fed on the manufacturing index comes in for July at minus 17. That's the weakest going back 4 years plus to May of 2020. And if we look at the service side of the equation, it comes in at minus 9. That follows minus 11, which was now changed to and revised to minus 8, which means we haven't had a positive number on the service side of Richmond Fed going all the way back to August of last year. Now, if we look at interest rates, this is one of the reasons they remained a bit under pressure. But with the surprisingly weak data, it's a bit shocking they haven't rallied, pushing yields down farther. We also have existing home sales out. And
so we're going to wait for a second for Diane to come in with her the housing data. Everything he gave us on the manufacturing numbers was the worst that we've had in years. Okay, so now let's see if we got any good news from Diane.
For that, we go to Diana Olick. Diana?
Well, Rick, existing home sales in June dropped 5.4% from May to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 3.89 million units. That's lower than the street expected. Sales also down 5.4% in June of last year, all according to the realtors. Now, these are closed sales. So based on contracts signed mostly in April and May, when the average rate on the 30-year fix jumped above 7% and stayed there. Rates have pulled back slightly since then to the high 6% range now. Inventory bumped higher, up over 23% from a year ago, but still just a 4.1-month supply. That's because it's coming off record lows. 6 months is considered balance between buyer and seller. A lot of that is also that homes are sitting on the market longer, increasing supply. Average days 22, up from 18 days on the market a year ago. And even that new supply not helping ease prices. $426,900 was the median price of an existing home sold in June. That's up 4.1% year over year and the second straight month at an all-time high.
So that's the news. So we see house prices continue to go up, up, and up. It defies odds, folks, and I get it. We saw mortgage rates go from 3 to 8, and it didn't stagnate home prices. We saw all these things taking effect, and the house units aren't selling. That's basically the thing. That's why home prices aren't crashing. People don't need to sell. Until everybody gets that in their head, we're not going to see prices crash unless there's way too much overbuilding somewhere. And Pulte just came out with their CEO came out today in an interview and said they have way too many homes in southern Florida. And people are going to say, oh, see, we go. But he said, we have a 6-month supply. We never have a 6-month supply. Well, Diane Olick just said it here briefly a little bit ago. She said, right now we have a 4.1-month supply. The norm is 6 months. Okay, so prices aren't moving, folks. It's the supply, the number of units that are just crashing. The record low that we've seen so far was 4 million, and now they're on pace to hit 3.8 million this year. So that's really where the effects are being seen. Okay, so one other piece of, I'll say, good news is that there was a 2-year bond auction that went off today, and the last time the bond auction went off, it had a yield of 4.7, and now it has a yield of 4.4. Why am I excited about that? Because there was record investor demand. Why was there record investment demand? Well, because people know now that the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. So now even Wall Street's buying these bonds saying we want to lock in these high yields. So we're seeing mortgage, rates staying stagnant right now. Will the tables turn on that? Will the Federal Reserve cut at the July meeting? Well, there's news coming out. The number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches, that's coming out this Friday. If that number is really, I'll say, bad or good or much lower than expected. I don't even know what's good these days. But let's say that the inflation number is much less than the Fed expected. Maybe the Fed might just cut rates at the July meeting. But I'm still on the September bandwagon. But just maybe they might cut the rates. So right now, here's where you're seeing rates. I'm saying they're stagnant right now. The economic calendar for this week, really the only thing we're going to wait for is Friday's economic event that comes out first thing in the morning. It's the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. So I'm not really expecting rates to do anything in the next day until that number comes out. What's the probability of the Fed cutting rates right now? Well, this hasn't changed today. We'll be back tomorrow to see if this increased a little bit based on today's news and the earnings reports that just came out. But if you're out there in the market and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd love to buy a house. I see that my competition isn't there. You know, there's not a lot of units being sold, so my competition isn't there. Rates are coming down. Maybe it's a good time for you guys to buy. If you want to kick the tires, let me know. I'd love to help. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Love to help you. I work at Serve Bank. We're a federal bank, but we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So I'd love to help you. If you're looking to buy your first house, the one piece of advice I can give you right now is click the grant finder. People are finding grants every day to help them with the down payments or closing costs. But if you want to get the application started, all you need to do is click right there, the application link. Or if you want to go to the bottom of our website, what I usually do is I just call in. So you can give us a call also at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@theRateUpdate.com just to give you some tidbits. When you call in, you're going to either speak with me, David, or Alan. You're not going to a call center. We all have over 20 years experience in the business. We'd love to help you. Thanks so much for watching, guys. We're about 20 people away from hitting 30,000 subscribers. So if you can be kind enough to hit the subscribe button right down there and get us to 30,000, I'd be grateful. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I'll be back tomorrow.